The mayor announced the plan during a news conference in Emerson Park football field adjacent to Harvey Austin School. That heavily used football complex will be getting cash from a pot of more than $1 million for parks repairs across the city. City officials say Emerson Park needs drainage improvements and better parking. The NFL has helped build the complex, including installation of stands for up to 5 football games on a Saturday afternoon. Eastside sports leader Damaris Johnson says good athletes lead good lives.
There's nothing like a game day event, and for this field to have the improvements that they're going to have is motivation for our young athletes to really want to come out here and perform on Saturday. And because we have other initiatives attached to our youth football programs, such as our educational initiative, you know, that really motivates them to do things in the classroom and at home like they're supposed to.
The mayor says he visited the field recently and there were 1,200 athletes, supporters, and families crowding the facilities. While yesterday was the day for delivery of the capital budget, several council members say they didn't actually get a list of what was in the spending plan. Councilmember David Fronczyk says he knows how the process works from 3 decades of budget processing. Emerson Park is in Fronczyk's district, and he supports the improvement plan.
There's a lot of Little League football there. And last time I was there, I was, you know, watching the kids play, and they had new bleachers, and the NFL organization was involved, and the city was involved. So I'm glad to see that there's a new commitment to that to keep kids productively engaged in, you know, sports in that neighborhood.
Other highlights of the capital spending plan include nearly $2 million for the planned fire and police headquarters, $900,000 for city hall repairs, and $2 million for the continuing efforts to demolish decaying buildings across the city. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.